Staying with the subject of oil now, and US military aircraft have been monitoring the presence of an oil tanker off Ireland's west coast as the vessel sails towards Russia. The tanker, which had been registered in Guyana but changed to a Russian flag while at sea, had been due to collect a consignment of oil from Venezuela. Conor Gallagher, the crime and security correspondent for the Irish Times, has the story and is on the line now. Conor, what can you tell us about this vessel, the Marinara, which is off the west coast of Ireland, and what can you tell us about why the US is monitoring it?
So this ship, which was originally until last month called the Bello 1, it began its rather strange journey across the Atlantic in mid-December when it was due to pick up a consignment of oil in Caracas in Venezuela. It seems the US Coast Guard made a move to seize the vessel with a warrant from the court on the basis that it was breaching sanctions it had against Venezuela. Indeed, it had already seized two other oil tankers. The ship managed to avoid the Americans, and a slow motion chase ensued across the Atlantic. And in the middle of that chase, the crew of the ship changed its registry to Russia from Guyana, as you said, and painted a crude Russian flag on the side. And Russia seems to have accepted that position, that it's a Russian flagged vessel, and requested the US to stop chasing it. Now, it's been making its way towards the kind of waters around Ireland with the apparent intention of going around the top of Ireland into the North Sea and seeking refuge in a port in Russia. According to satellite data we saw last night, it was about 450 miles off the west coast of Ireland, looking like it'll just skirt the upper edge of our exclusive economic zone. There's no ships in pursuit that we can see on the satellite data anymore, but US aircraft have been deployed from Iceland and the UK and have been monitoring the ship's passage.
Yes, tell us more about that then. What level of monitoring has been taking place, and is it possible that the US could try to seize this ship?
I suppose with the current administration in the White House, anything seems possible, especially given the very dramatic events in Venezuela last week. So these are P9 Poseidon maritime surveillance aircraft and anti-submarine aircraft, and are exactly suited to this type of task and have been running regular missions from bases in the UK and Iceland in the last 24 hours, tracking this vessel's passage. There has also been a very large movement of troops and cargo from US bases to NATO bases in the UK. Now, there's on its own nothing massively unusual there, but these aircraft seem to be carrying smaller helicopters and equipment from US Special Forces bases in America. Now, that raises the possibility that the US are still considering an interception at sea of the Marinara. If that was to occur in the Irish exclusive economic zone, that could pose some diplomatic headaches for Ireland. Although, at the same time, it's possible those troops are destined for, you know, some other theatre, perhaps Iran, perhaps somewhere else.
If that ship enters the Irish waters, are the Irish authorities likely to get involved in monitoring it?
Monitoring it, yes, but nothing else, I think we can safely say. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of the, or one of the Air Corps' C-295 maritime patrol aircraft perhaps dispatched today to monitor the ship as it skirts the Irish EEZ, perhaps even a naval service vessel if there's one available in the area, but that would be the extent of it, and they will be monitoring it on satellite. Ships have a legal right to transit through another country's exclusive economic zone. So even if Ireland wanted to, it wouldn't legally have the authority to do anything.
Conor, thank you very much. That's Conor Gallagher, the crime and security correspondent for the Irish Times. It is 8:57.